USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Workers are still sifting through the rubble after a high-rise building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. 160 people are still unaccounted for. Family and friends wait nearby as crews search for survivors. Joshua Spiegel is waiting for word on his mother.
And we love her so much, and we're going to see her soon.
The building had recently begun its structural recertification process as the roof was being worked on. In 2015, a tenant sued the condo association, claiming there was water damage from cracks within the walls. Investigators are looking at the wreckage carefully to determine the cause of the tragedy. Four people are confirmed dead. A study last year found that the ground under the tower sank at a faster rate than the neighboring towns. Sinkholes are common in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With the U.S. troops drawing back from Afghanistan continuing, there are now concerns about protecting women and children who are often targeted by the Taliban. The president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, visited the U.S. and noted what progress has been made in his nation's attitudes.
What moves me in my daily work is meeting with young girls from schools. And when I ask them, how many of you want to become president? 80-90% of the hands go up.
He spoke with lawmakers about further U.S. help protecting against the Taliban and COVID-19. A 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence was announced in court in Minneapolis for former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill explained to him why.
This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After weeks of criticism, Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office, calling for a solution to the root causes of immigration. Harris went to El Paso, where she toured the Border Patrol station and met with faith-based homeless and legal immigration advocates. She told reporters that she met with five young Central American girls at the El Paso Processing Center. She said, "They asked me, how do you become the first woman vice president?" She said their approach has to be thoughtful and effective because we're talking about children. Harris was accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the El Paso area. In March, President Biden appointed Harris with leading his administration's effort to stem increases in migration from Latin America to the southern U.S. border, including thousands of unaccompanied minors. Harris also visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month as part of her role as leading diplomatic efforts to stem the immigration. She spoke out against critics who said she should have gone down to the border much sooner.
It is here in El Paso that the previous administration's child separation policy was unveiled.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.